The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Gallagher.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm your special guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in for Mike Gallagher. Speaking of Mike Gallagher, Mike happened to stumble upon some protesters in Germany, so we're going to go ahead and check in with him now. This should be fascinating. I can't wait to hear from him. Here you go. Right to you, Mike.
Thanks, Carl. Well, we walked right in the middle of an anti-vax mandate protest here in downtown Munich. You can see these protesters. Isn't it amazing to travel 5,000 miles and find out that people in Munich, Germany are just as upset about mandates as we are in the United States over the COVID crisis that has plagued the world? Here in Munich, it's not unlike the United States. Most people don't wear a mask, although you are required still to wear a mask on all public transportation. So you'll see these trams that go through the middle of town. Everybody's wearing a mask because they have to. But on the streets, in the restaurants, in the hotels, in businesses, in shops, nobody's wearing a mask. Once in a while, you'll see one or two people with a mask on. So again, it's very much like the United States. Even the Germans, as you can see, are pretty fed up with mandates for things like vaccine requirements and mask mandates as well. So just a quick check-in from Munich, Germany, where worldwide people are fed up with having to have our freedoms taken away. One protester came up to me and said, if you want to know what this is about freedom, freedom, freedom. And he said it in English because as I've learned, a lot of people, most people in Germany speak English. In fact, it's required of young people to take English as an official second language. All right, so it's my daily check-in from Munich, Germany. Keep fighting the good fight. And Carl Jackson, you're doing a great job. Getting a ton of great feedback over Carl Jackson. In for Mike Gallagher. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you checking in. We're going to check in again with Mike in the third hour, so I look forward to that. We'll wrap up as much as this. Actually, I'm going to have to carry some of this into the second hour, but we have an interview with Elaine Parker of Job Creators Network in the second hour. I'm also going to talk about inflation and how it's eroding the wealth of the working and middle class. And intentionally so. And I want you to sound off on it. The number again, 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-MIKE. But if I could go back to how the Biden administration and the Democrats are intentionally trying to undermine the 2022 elections already. And guys, it's deep. I'm not reporting this to you to scare you. But this is scary. This is something that we have to make sure that we stay on top of. They are working hard to make sure that they undermine the elections of 2022. Again, this is an executive order that's meant to cause chaos. There's no doubt about it. The executive order copied much of a white paper put out by a left-wing dark group by the name of Demos, D-E-M-O-S. And when you check it out, I mean, it's a radical left-wing organization. If you go to their website, Demos, I believe it was .com, I believe, you can check out the list. I mean, they're not hiding any of this stuff. It's in plain view. Their attempts to undermine the administration. Here's what their duties are in the White House, because Biden has hired some of these people from this radical left-wing organization to give him advice in the White House. Biden put former Damas President K. Sabil Rahman and former Damas Legal Strategies Director Chirag Baines in key White House posts to oversee election-related initiatives. Here are their duties in the White House. And then I'm going to talk to you about the connection, how Susan Rice is overseeing all of this stuff. Guys, I'm telling you, what we're dealing with in the White House are Marxists gone wild. Marxists gone wild. So Rahman serves as senior counsel at the White House office that oversees regulatory changes, meaning he approves every federal agency's regulations and provides legal review of executive orders before they're even released. If you were looking to rush out constitutionally and ethically questionable orders, Molly Hemingway reports, this post would be key to fill. Baines had been Damas's director of legal strategies, helping write the paper that was turned into an executive order. And he reports directly to Susan Rice, the hyperpartisan head of the Domestic Policy Council. Susan Rice, guys, she's doing a lot more behind the scenes than we realize. This administration is being run, the Biden administration is, by left-wing radicals. Guys, listen, the number to call in, 800-655-MIKE. I'm Carl Jackson, sitting in for Mike Gallagher. Stay tuned for the next hour. We got plenty more coming up.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep of our lives. He created the Giza Dream bed sheets. Trust me, they look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. He found the world's best cotton in an area called Giza. Well, his incredible deal is the sale of the year for Team Gallagher. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off these Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99, and for a limited time with any purchase, you'll get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code MikeG. It's an inspirational story of Mike's life. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Mike Gallagher Listener's Square, and use the promo code MikeG. Along with this offer, you'll get the deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the pillow that started it all. $69.98, ordinarily just $19.98 with promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Mr. Biden has been eager for signs of loyalty, and they've been few and far between.
If you could ever break the stronghold that the Democrats have in the African-American community, the entire coalition falls apart.
If you believed this absolutely ludicrous story from this person, even before it was disputed by everyone on the record, you should not be involved in politics, in journalism.
And now, sitting in for Mike today in the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Carl Jackson.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm your special guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in for Mike Gallagher. You can call into the ReliefFactor.com studio. Just call 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-MIKE, or that's 800-655-6453, 800-655-6453. Just real quick, I saw this on Breitbart. Cassidy Hutchinson, the former White House aide who was the Justice Six Committee star witness during a surprise hearing held on Tuesday, reportedly fabricated pieces of her testimony about conversations she had with former White House counsel Pat Cipollone. You don't say. During her testimony, Hutchinson claimed that Cipollone told her to tell her boss, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, that former President Donald Trump should not go to the Capitol on January 6th. Hutchinson testified that Cipollone, or Cipollone, said, quote, "We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable," close quote, if Trump went to the Capitol. The committee's vice chair, Representative Liz Cheney, doubled down on her calls to get Cipollone to testify before the committee due to Hutchinson's testimony. Quote, "As we heard yesterday, White House counsel Pat Cipollone had significant concerns regarding Trump's January 6th activities," Cheney tweeted on Wednesday. And she continued, "It's time for Mr. Cipollone," I'm going to say Cipollone, it just flows better, "to testify on the record. Any concerns he has about the institutional interests of his prior office are outweighed by the need for his testimony," close quote. However, Cipollone has reportedly was reportedly not at the White House on the morning of January 6th. This, according to Human Events senior editor Jack Posobiec. Multiple sources, including one who was at the White House on January 6th, tell me Cipollone was not there in the AM when Hutchison testified that she spoke with him. The J6 or Jussie 6 committee, quote, is aware of this discrepancy, close quote, according to Posobiec, and are ignoring media inquiries about it, close quote. Posobiec goes on to say, seems she made up the entire conversation, close quote. I mean, this is getting fascinating. The controversy around Hutchison's claims about the alleged conversation with Cipollone is the latest blow to her testimony and the Jussie 6 committee's credibility. Posobiec's reporting comes one day after a former Trump White House lawyer disputed Hutchison's testimony about a handwritten statement she allegedly wrote on January 6th. Hutchison testified that she wrote a statement for Trump to release during the Capitol riot. However, former White House lawyer Eric Hirschman insisted that he wrote the handwritten note presented to the committee during Hutchison's testimony. The handwritten note, and I'm quoting, a note that Cassidy Hutchison testified was written by her, was in fact written by Eric Hirschman on January 6, 2021. This according to Hirschman's spokesperson. Parts of Hutchison's testimony are also at odds with members of the U.S. Secret Service. The most sensationalized aspect of her testimony was that Trump allegedly tried to take control of the presidential SUV's steering wheel and shouted expletives at Secret Service agents when they prevented him from doing so. However, shortly after Hutchison's testimony, two Secret Service agents in the SUV that day reportedly confirmed their intent to make statements under oath that would contradict Hutchison's story. This is a sham, guys. And while we're sitting here, you guys are struggling here. We just talked about how prices are going up for Independence Day to be able to celebrate, you know, and do a cookout. How prices are rising there. I'm going to talk to you about how the middle class is being crushed and what patriots need to do to try to resurrect the middle class. Actually, I'll get into it some tomorrow, too. Not this particular topic, but the importance of bringing back skilled trades to America and not offshoring all of our talent. Absolutely insane how it's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot. It makes no sense to me. So we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. But anyway, this is all a sham. I'm looking at all of this money, all of the theatrics. It frustrates me to even have to talk about this. But the money that we're wasting on this is absolute nonsense. While people are suffering, this should prove to you, this Jussie 6 committee hearings should prove to you how little the left cares about you. How little the left cares about the working class, the middle class American, that they would squander your money because they hate Donald Trump so much and they're threatened by Donald Trump. Why are they so threatened by Donald Trump? That's the question you should be asking. What is it about Donald Trump that has these people so terrified that they will make up a Russia collusion hoax, that they would try to impeach the man twice? Even when we literally had notes when it came to him congratulating Zelensky, impeach him again over that. And now when he's out of office, basically enact a third impeachment. What is it about this man that establishment Republicans and the left hates or fears? You have to ask yourself that question. This doesn't make sense. Why would you go after a man and waste so many resources to do so when he's not even in office? This is insane to me. This is insane. And honestly, you should be insulted. You should be insulted not only of what the left is doing and how they're wasting your money, but how stupid they think you are. Honestly, I can't even pay attention to this stuff because I'm insulted. I'm insulted by it, and I need to talk about this stuff. When I consider the border crisis, when I consider how my fellow neighbor is hurting, how people are living paycheck to paycheck. You know what? I was driving just a couple of weeks ago. I was driving and I passed by. Listen, I wanted to go to America's favorite Mexican restaurant, Taco Bell. And so I was sitting there and I saw one up the road and I just got off from radio. And I sat there and I thought to myself, I was thinking of one of the meals that I typically get. You know, I mix it up a little bit sometimes, but sometimes I'll get like this chicken quesadilla. I like their hard tacos. Sometimes I'll, you know, spruce it up, maybe get a burrito supreme instead or Mexican pizza instead. But I just wanted this chicken quesadilla. I was just craving one. And I was like, you know what? I'll get me a couple of hard, you know, hard tacos, you know. And I sat there and I thought to myself, you know, the last time I went there, I left out really upset at how much money I spent for nothing. And I just drove past it. And then I thought to myself, if I'm feeling the pinch, how much more are those that are less fortunate? And these people want to put on this sham hearing when there are people out there, their constituents, allegedly, that they care about, that are hurting. And they want to put on this sham impeachment, basically an impeachment hearing, with the goal of making sure this man doesn't return to the White House. What is it about him that they hate or fear so much? And are you insulted yet? I had to talk about that some. It's just so frustrating what's going on, what we're witnessing, and just how insulting it is to waste our money on this nonsense and to look you dead in the face when it comes, well, in the camera, look in these cameras and basically call you. I don't care if you vote Democrat. Your Democratic leaders are calling you stupid. They want you to be so distracted by some date that will have no bearing on your life. They want you to be so distracted with that date that they're hoping you'll forget that you're having a hard time paying your rent or paying your mortgage, that you're cutting out driving to see family or friends or going places because you can't afford the gas in your car. They're hoping that they can convince you to pay attention to this so you don't see how you're really hurting. It's insane what's going on. And the Democrat Party and Liz Cheney, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. This is Carl Jackson in for Mike Gallagher. We'll be back.
The Mike Gallagher Show is now on TV. Watch the show every weekday on SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. Everything you love about the radio show, now on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. Was it little more life somewhere?
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Go to PureTalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's PureTalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Switch to PureTalk and get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month, because PureTalk is simply smarter wireless.
Mike Gallagher Show.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone, folks. You had a president totally aloof from the American people. It is the Twilight Zone when he says, enormous stride, strongest job creation, fastest decline in unemployment in history. We're on the men, on the move. And it reminded me of his press conference, the only one he's given this year, where he touted a year of enormous progress. No one believes that.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Man, that is so true. But listen, hey, this is Carl Jackson and for Mike Gallagher. Speaking of Mike Gallagher, I want to go right back to Mike. He has an interview. There's apparently a German. He's going to be interviewing a German right there on the spot. One of the protest organizers. Mike, we'll send it. We'll send it to you. What do you have for us, Mike?
Maria Square in front of this beautiful building, the mayor's building, and Benjamin is one of the organizers of this protest. Benjamin, it's nice to see that I come all the way to Germany and you Germans are just as fed up with the mandates and the taking away of freedoms as we Americans are.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that probably even a bit more because I would argue in Germany there's even less representation, or it doesn't feel like less like being represented. So I think we have more protests on the streets because we even feel less represented than you in America do.
So that's the basis of the protest, that you've had no voice in these unlawful mandates.
I mean, that's basically it. I mean, there's always someone has more focus on the children and others more on the vaccination mandates, but the basis is that we don't feel represented, so we have to go out in the street and make our voices heard.
So to people in America listening to this all over the country, what do you guys do? What are the mandates look like to a German? Because, of course, the United States, there have been vaccination mandates or mask mandates. What's it like for a typical German, and what are you trying to navigate through?
Well, I mean, right now there's only mandates for people in health occupations, right, and for firefighters and soldiers.
I see.
But this movement came about when a general vaccination mandate was in play, and we just have so much fun and we're so good at it right now that we say we have to go all the way and all mandates have to end. Pretty much like in America, there was also the Defeat the Mandates rally,
right,
and we are shoulder on shoulder on this issue.
I mean, I live in Florida, where the governor there in Florida, he is not on board with mandates.
Right. I mean, there are many Germans who say, well, probably better go to Florida, but I always say, well, it's not probably gonna be the solution in the long haul.
Right, right.
You have to fight where you are, and if everything falls except for Florida, probably Florida will fall too. So,
well, Benjamin, I must tell you, to see a protest here, it's a lot more peaceful and fun than protests in America, because these days protests in America are not fun and they're not peaceful.
Well, I mean, the protests I have seen against the mandates, they were fun and peaceful. The other protests,
right,
there are a lot of protests that, yeah, you couldn't really consider fun and peaceful.
Right.
But I have to say, we also had an evolution here. At first, it was also a lot of anger. And over the time, people just recognized that we have to represent something good, something that people from outside want to join.
Right.
So we finally came to being really funny and having a good to not be aggressive, but
right,
to be open-hearted and to welcome everybody. And I also say, if you're vaccinated, we love you. We have nothing against vaccinated people. If you want to wear a mask, we love you. It's all okay, but if we don't want to, that's our right too. So we feel like we are defending our constitutional republic, and I feel there's a lot of people in other places that are feeling the same. And I also always say, we are a worldwide civil rights movement, the likes of which we have never seen before.
We've never seen anything like this. It gives me a great deal of gratitude to come all the way to Germany and hear you say exactly what I've been saying on the radio for a long time. Benjamin, nice of you to join us on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight.
I will, and it's also so nice to have somebody from America come over and appreciate what we do here. We are shoulder to shoulder on this. We will not give in, because we feel that no matter how many in the world, but there is enough people who say no, not this way, not with us. And the other side is constantly losing people. We are constantly gaining people. It's a question of time.
As you can see, people in Munich, Germany are just as fed up with vaccine mandates as we are back in the United States.
Wow. So, I mean, mean, such a great interview. Thank you, Mike. That was so great. I just took a few notes here. I love the fact that this young man said, listen, fight where you are. Fight where you are. Guys, that's such a rally cry, if you will. Whatever gifts God has given you, whatever locale you happen to live in, fight for your freedom wherever you are. He talked about that being fun, the protest being fun, but he did say it didn't start out that way, but they wanted to bring people in. Well, Antifa, BLM, and the left, they're doing the complete opposite. This guy had such a great perspective, and one of his frustrations is, I mean, think about how blessed we are to live in the United States. He said they protest basically constantly simply because they don't have the representation that we have here in the United States. Now, granted, listen, if you're conservatives, you're a Republican, you're a patriot, you're not necessarily feeling like you have representation right now. But our system is still the best system in the world, despite the fact that the Biden administration and the radical left within that administration, and Kamala Harris included, are trying to upend it and destroy it. I mean, just absolutely fascinating, absolutely amazing. Great interview by Mike Gallagher. I'm glad he was able to chime in there and just give us a bit of, or let us see a bit of what's happening in a place like Germany, and a beautiful backdrop as well. Guys, I want to get on to this issue, and I'm going to take your calls. I see Doug, Vincent, I see you out there. I'm going to make sure that I get to you guys. But I do want to talk about some news that has broken, and Elaine Parker talked about it earlier in the program. I do want to get on to the issue of middle class, too. So we'll get in as much as we can, or squeeze in how we, the Republican Party, can start to fight back to save the middle class. But this is in. First off, the U.S. Supreme Court limits government powers to curb greenhouse gases. This is a big win. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that the government's key environmental agency cannot issue broad limits on greenhouse gases, sharply curtailing the power of Biden's administration to battle climate change. By a majority of 6-3, the high court found that the EPA did not have the power to set broad caps on emissions from coal-fired power plants, which produce nearly 20% of the electricity consumed right here in the U.S. The decision set back Biden's hopes of using the EPA to bring down emissions to meet global climate goals. And guys, I've talked about this, done a podcast on this. Be sure to check out my podcast. Subscribe. Just go to SalemPodcastNetwork.com or TheCarlJacksonShow.com or wherever you find podcasts, and subscribe there. So this is a major, major win. Now, however, there is more news that broke from the Supreme Court that isn't exactly pleasant. So the Supreme Court has announced that Biden can end Trump's Remain in Mexico immigration policy. He is the president, selected or not. He has the authority to do it. So the Supreme Court ruled today as well that the Biden administration properly ended a Trump-era policy forcing some U.S. asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. Excuse me. The justices, this was a 5-4 decision for the administration. It came in a case about the Remain in Mexico policy under Trump. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the decision and was joined by fellow conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh, as well as court's three liberal justices, Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So President Joe Biden suspended the program on his first day in office in January 2021, but lower courts ordered it reinstated in response to a lawsuit from Republican-led Texas and Missouri. The current administration has sent far fewer people back to Mexico than did the Trump administration. And guys, I realize that a president has the power listen, the president's job is to be able to keep us safe. Biden apparently doesn't want to, but the Supreme Court has decided he has the authority to do so. So remember the over 50 people that were found dead, baked to death in that tractor trailer. It's likely that we're going to see more. We're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of that. Guys, we have to secure our borders. I talked about briefly yesterday how unaccompanied migrant children are to be housed in North Carolina after the Biden administration inked a five-year deal with some nonprofit organizations in the area. So they're bringing in kids, and many people who have seen these people have said, oh, they're not exactly kids. These are, some of them look like grown behind men that are coming in, perhaps younger, 18 or slightly less, that are coming in. And now the federal government under the Biden administration is funding housing in North Carolina. I did a podcast with Mark Morgan, the Customs and Border Patrol Protection, under President Donald Trump at the time. And he talked about how the issue at the border is not a border issue anymore. It is a United States issue. And sadly, we're going to see more and more of this. It is paramount that we secure our borders. If the middle class is to stand a chance, we shouldn't be competing for housing and jobs with illegal immigrants. I'm sorry. This should not be. This is so frustrating. This should not be happening. But this is where we are. Guys, elections matter. I go all the way back to the first hour. If our elections aren't free and fair, nothing else matters. We have to get this stuff straight, and we have to turn this ship around. This is Carl Jackson in for Mike Gallagher. We'll be back in a few.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line, 1-800-655-MIKE. I just saw her.
This stuff is so bouncy and so great, we may have to use this as theme music when he comes back. But for the ensuing days, our friend Mike Gallagher joins us from Deutschland. Mike, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Guten Tag from downtown Munich. We are having a walking tour, and we're at a picnic table under the trees right by Maria Square. By the majestic, beautifully designed town hall in downtown Munich. Mark, this is every bit I thought it would be, just having an amazing time. And I said, hey, the good news about doing the M&M experience with my pal Mark Davis is now I don't have to submit vacation days because it's now officially a working trip.
Exactly right. You are burning a work day just by spending some time with me. So scrolling back through the texts that Mike has sent me, first there was him and his comfy pod on the Delta flight between Atlanta and Munich. And then since then, it's been buildings and food. It's been schnitzel, and there you are knocking down a beer. I haven't watched somebody drink a beer at 7:30 in the morning since I worked with Hal J. Anyway, so here you are. It's 2:35 in the afternoon there. But yesterday, this palatial, magnificent building with your smiling face in front of it, what's that?
Well, that's the town hall. And right outside the town hall is where we walked into an anti-mandate protest.
Whoa.
And it was amazing to travel 5,000 miles and meet a bunch of protesters, real peaceful, happy people mm-hmm. who believe that their freedoms are being abridged. This might sound familiar to you.
Yeah, a little bit. Mark.
They think their freedoms are being taken away because of the vaccine mandates. It's very much, as far as the masks and COVID goes, very much like it is in the States. There's not a lot of mask wearing. They do require masks on all public transportation,
right.
But not in the but not anywhere else. And it's booming. I mean, they've gotten through the pandemic, and there's a huge bounce back now as far as the economy. And speaking of the economy, this tour we're on right now, we had a tour guide named Ian, who was just delightful. He's a Brit, and obviously extolling the virtues of socialism. And going through, and I'm fascinated by the difference, the mindset here. You know, first of all, he was talking about being laid off for any reason. If you're laid off, they call that being made redundant. Now, if you are made redundant or laid off, the government pays for your between 70 and 80% of your salary for a year. to give you plenty of time to find another job. Of course, you don't pay for you do pay for health care. There's a little bit of a misnomer, but you pay it through your employer. Mm-hmm. If you're employed, your employer pays for your health care. If you're if you are self-employed, you are expected to buy your own health insurance. If you are out of work, or as my wonderful socialist-loving tour guide Ian put it, work shy. If you are work shy, you don't pay for anything. You know, the government provides for your health care. There are proper and incidentally, income tax is about 48%.
Of course it is. Because how do you pay for all this? Of course it is.
That's right. Exactly. And that's their expectation. You know, it's sort of like I thought I was listening to Bernie or AOC. Yeah. I mean, Ian, and a wonderful guy, by the way.
Of course.
A different way of looking at things.
Right.
The more you make, the more you are expected to pay. I almost expected him to say, pay your fair share.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that. Now, let me tell you quickly about Munich, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You're so kind to have me pop on, and I've been sending you pictures like a teenager, and
he's
so
awesome.
Excited about seeing the Passion Play is tomorrow. We leave for Oberammergau at about noon. Mm-hmm. The show's at 2:30. It's an all-day-long event. We're going to go to Salzburg. We're going to do a lot of cool things yet. Munich is gorgeous. It's like Disney World. I mean, it's incredibly clean. There's no building over six stories tall. So the architecture is very much like Washington, D.C. in that mm-hmm. regard. Mm-hmm. Very little or no crime. They don't have weapons here. People don't rob. Of course, you ain't owning a gun here. There is no gun for self-protection. Even I asked the tour guide about that, and Ian just laughed.
Yeah.
He said, no. There's no need to have a gun here. The only people who have guns are bona fide hunters, and you've got to go through a rigorous verification process in order to get your gun in order to hunt. But as far as the town itself, it's like, you know, Munich is about a city of about 1.5 million people,
mm-hmm.
and it's just beautiful. The huge Glockenspiel and, you know, right in the town square, and buildings that have pockmarks along the side, the mortars and the shrapnel shells that caused the indentations in the buildings from World War II. So it's just been an incredible cornucopia of knowledge, and weather's perfect. It's sunny, about 78 degrees. And we're having the time of our lives.
One of the things I always said, and I think Anthony Bourdain, the late Anthony Bourdain, said this, that the more you travel, you learn how little you know. And of course,
that's
you
right.
learn more, but it shows you the world and the things that are out there. And travel is one of my absolute favorite things. I've always told people, if you have the choice between spending money on travel and spending it on things, things break. You throw things away. Memories of travel stay with you forever. So you were talking about masks. And if anybody's thinking about doing Europe now or anything or anywhere, it's interesting to know what the lay of the land is like. And of course, we just came back from the Cayman Islands, which is under UK authority. And if we were eating outside, you need to wear a mask or anything. Inside restaurants, you did in order to get to your table. And if you were inside any kind of shop, you had to wear the mask inside. Is that the case in Germany?
It is not. In fact, as best I can tell, Mark, the only time you got to wear a mask is to get on a bus or a train.
Cool.
The people, I watch people coming out of the train station, and they all have their masks on, but they take them off.
Yep.
But no, restaurants, inside, shops, nobody wears masks here. They just don't. And I asked Ian about people being, you know, the shutdown, the COVID shutdown. He said there really wasn't a shutdown. He said, yes, businesses had to close, but being a socialist country, the government paid those businesses. In fact, they were paid quite well. So and then the government then continued to pay their employees. So they didn't see a big they didn't see the disruption that we saw, I think, in the United States here in Germany. But it is very much like here. People are tired of being told what to do. I interviewed some people at the mandate protest. I'm going to play some of that interview on my show today, beginning at 10:05. We're going to do some hits from Germany. Again, keeping in the spirit of not turning in vacation days
exactly.
on my trip to Germany. But Carl Jackson in the Ghetto's chair out of Orlando. But, you know, these people are just like, I said, what's the protest about? He said, it's about freedom. We just don't want to be told by the government what we are going to put into our bodies or what we must or must not do. And it was, boy, did this sound familiar. And they were peaceful and they were fun and blowing some whistles, but there wasn't very small police presence. In fact, Ian jokingly said, "Yeah, we don't quite protest over here the way you guys protest in the United States."
Yeah,
I said, "Oh, you mean you don't burn down McDonald's? You don't burn down
exactly.
a Wendy's?"
Exactly, wimps, pretenders. So help me understand. So if you did talk to them, and I can't wait to hear those conversations. So what exactly are they? What is the vax mandate status quo in Germany?
You know, I got the sense that much of them have been relaxed. Much of the requirements have been relaxed, but they are still convinced that the government isn't giving them enough of a voice. And I wanted to say to him, well, listen, they're paying for your college education, they're paying your health care, they're paying your bills. That's what happens when you're beholden to the government. But I think it's just more of a reaffirmation of freedom, of being able to decide for yourself what you're going to do. I don't think there's any big onerous requirements here anymore. Incidentally, college is interesting. You don't pay a dime for college, but they believe, Ian told me, in educating the intelligent. They don't think it's worth giving a college education to people who aren't worthy of a college education.
Okay.
Oh, I know. And in fact, my travel companions, Peggy and Joey, are in a big debate about that, because Joey's kind of like, hey, makes a little sense to me. Why let rich mommy and daddy send their kid off to school so they can drink and party for 4 years? And a poor kid who may never get that opportunity, he said it's very hard to get into college here in Germany. But those who do, in his words, are intelligent. We don't waste time or money or expend resources on people who are not intelligent enough to go to college. And Peg's got a great problem with that. She's like, I don't like the government or the schools determining who gets to go to college.
Well, it's funny. You know, it smacks of the placement of a bar in a certain place. But listen, I don't care what race anybody is. I don't care what sex anybody is. I don't care what anybody's socioeconomic status is. If it looks like you have a track record of being able to do college work, you get in. If it looks like you just are dumb as a mud fence or lazy or not willing to do the work, then why would we waste the money on you? I think that's a thoroughly fair question.
And that's what he said. That's the mindset. And it's, again, and the school is beautiful right by here. Trying to remember the name. It was Ludwig Maximilian University, LMU. And at Ludwig Maximilian University, you still see bullet holes in the side of the building from the end of World War II. And they had a movement at this school called the White Rose. And it was a group of students and faculty who protested the Nazis in the late 1930s, 1938, 39. They were all, of course, rounded up. They were prosecuted, and they were all executed. And they still celebrate the White Rose here at Ludwig Maximilian University, which is where our hotel is on Maximilian Boulevard.
Well,
so
I love it. Well, then are you okay for 3-4 minutes? I don't want to hog your day, but I've just got a couple more things.
No, okay, good. I am plugged in too to what's going on over there. I mean, I'm now reading that Liz Cheney sounds like she's going to put Cassidy into personal protective custody since her story seems to be falling apart.
Exactly. Oh, Lord. Well, so let me ask about tomorrow, because I don't want to bug you tomorrow. Sure. You'll be on the way to Oberammergau, about an hour south of where you are. And this is where the Passion Plays are and have been since the 17th century. Every 10 years, the 2020 play got delayed because of, hello, COVID. So they're doing it now. They're doing it this year. It is the story of the life and death and resurrection of Christ. I can't wait to hear about that when you get back, but just that's going to be just a mind-bending, wonderful, faith-driven moment.
And this is the reason we're here, because my dear, dear friend, Peg Hudson, who is the sister I never had, has been wanting to go to this Passion Play, and we said, let's do it. We're blessed. We are fortunate to make this trip. I never lose sight of how lucky we are and how blessed we are, and so that's where we go tomorrow. And 5,000 people in this village, 2,000 of the 5,000 people participate as actors, as stagehands every 10 years. It runs for a number of months, I think 6 months. And we are, Gallagher, front row Gallagher. We're in the front row, baby. We got tickets in the front row. Now that means we're going to be looking up their nostrils, but because it's this giant 4,000 seat theater. And it's also covered. It's an amphitheater, but it has a roof. So even if it rains, we're going to be up. But the weather's been perfect here. And that's the Passion Play. at Oberammergau tomorrow. And that's, again, the whole purpose of this trip. And then we added in, we layered in these day trips on top of the trip to see the Passion Play. But the Passion Play is why we're coming. You're right. It's a faith-filled experience. And gosh, what a great reminder it will be about who we are, why we believe what we believe. So I'll tell you all about the Passion Play when we get back.
Well, I can't wait to hear it, and can't wait to hear Mike's segments that he will spend, coming and going on the fly there with Carl Jackson and in the and by the way, Carl did a great job for you yesterday. He's just a wonderful man, and so we just and I just am so grateful for the chance to talk to you and wish you the best of great travels. And we love you, and we're thinking about you. Give me more pictures. I'll share with people the pictures you send, and I just am just you so proud of you. Thanks for bringing us there. Dankeschön. Thank you. Darling,
Hey, all right, greetings, El Sal. Talk to you when we get back. If I don't talk to you, happy 4th of July, my friend, and we'll be back in the saddle next week, but can't wait to share more trip stories with you.
You know it. Das ist Mike Gallagher in München, and we love the ability to put him on and talk to him, and he'll be making some contributions to his own show, which, of course, starts as soon as we're done at 10, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.